Hi, I'm Ashton McKenzie, owner of Third Kiss Spray Tans & More and now Rebel Honey Boutique. I want to invite you to come check out our store and salon. We're located under one roof on Everhart in Saratoga, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. Come support a local business and get your tan on and shop around. Hope to see you soon.
What's going on, y'all? Sushi Lati Hernandez here. In this podcast episode, we had the pleasure of having Led's Words. Dude is a phenomenal musician, down-to-earth dude, smart dude. Talks a little bit about his industry and what he's up to, and some about his personality. Some good stuff. He also drops some wisdom regarding the industry that he's in. And so if this is something you're interested in, stay tuned to the podcast.
Are you like a rapper or hip hop? What do you call yourself?
So it's crazy how you said that. So I have crossed over. I've been doing this rapping forever. That's what I'm known for. But I crossed over, man. I'm a fucking rock star. Nothing less than that now. You know what I'm saying? I do indie rock music, man. And my own little twist of it. So that's why I think that this is really creating a new persona of who I am, because people really haven't seen this creative side of me. But really, I've been doing music like this. I just never really shared it to the fans because I've been so caught up of just giving them what they wanted. Now I'm confident to give them what I want them to hear. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool, bro. That's very interesting. Yeah. So welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you being here.
Oh, definitely. Appreciate you having me, man. Real talk. Corpus Christi, stand up.
Corpus Christi, bro. Hell yeah. Yeah. We got to represent, bro. We got to represent. So you're from the city?
Definitely, man. Yeah. Lord, in the building. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You already know, man. We here, man. Stand up. You already know, man.
That's what's up. Which HEB do you shop at, bro?
Come on. You know we on Talkton with this shit, man. You don't need anything from all the way from airs to the north, man. This is what we doing right here in the area. That's how you know where somebody from. Be like, what HEB you go to?
Exactly, bro.
You're a solid one, man. we ain't on SPID with it, man.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, bro. Cool. So you said indie. So for me, like, I heard some of your stuff on your Instagram, and it sounds like I don't know, hip hop. I don't know what to call it, bro, because I'm used to metal music and stuff like that. I really don't get too much into the scene that you're in, which is why I want to have you on. You know what I mean? Spread some of the word about what you do. You know what I mean? So can you explain to the people that may not know what you do?
Okay, so definitely. So what I do, basically, I would like to start the question and answer like this. So what I do cannot be duplicated, for one. You know what I'm saying? That's my area of direction when I make this type of music now, is that I don't want to make anything that somebody could go in the booth and do the same thing after me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm creating all my foundation off of popular 80s songs, straight to the Miami Vice vibe, you know, giving them gems. I have a lot of my inspiring moments that I've created off of me making this new music is definitely like Tame Impala. You know, I listen to a lot of, like, you know, R&B and old school artists to really give me that void of really, you know, becoming the rock star that I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just be half stepping out here. I want people to know that I'm genuine whenever I'm giving them this creativity. So the process of me making this is I found my sound with one of my good friends, Molly Walk Production. I'm pretty sure everybody in the city knows Molly, stand the fuck up. You feel me? He helped me create the sound. I gave him the idea of me crossing over, and we been working on this sound for about a good year now. We confidently created a new album. It's called Summer's Ending, which is out right now, doing wonderful. You know, appreciate everybody streaming that. Y'all keep doing that. Yes, and it really opened up a lot of doors now to a lot of big artists that are looking at me right now. So I'm definitely on the road of getting to where I'm going. I'm not at the bus stop no more, for sure.
Wow, bro, man, that's a good way to say it. Wow, that's so crazy. So did you feel like you had to change up your style? And was your style like everybody else's, per se?
No, I've never sounded like anybody, so I could never say that I switched it up because I felt like I was dumbing myself down. I've always given my best whenever I do create music, but whenever I was in a process of making the chapter 2 of Free Rap, one of my biggest albums that I've ever released, you know. Mm-hmm. It is a full rap, a rap album. It's no indie rock or nothing. So I was in the process of making the chapter 2 to that, and it just hit me like a train wreck, man. It was just like I couldn't even like write a song or nothing. It just like my inner tuition was just telling me like, nah, man, go towards the indie rock vibe. Like, and because really what I did was this. Whenever I make music, I call it a practice run, right? So when I'm creating music, I'll take about an hour or two, and I have certain songs where I just have them in my head. And it kind of, you know, I use them for my creativity to get me in the mode to start writing. So I say, you know what? Instead of me creating a new song, how about I just record the songs that I practice every day that I do for fun? And just my luck, that's exactly what the fuck the fans wanted.
Wow, bro. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah. So everything I'm doing is just like just being myself. And it's crazy because, I mean, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have been doing this years ago.
Hmm. Damn.
Yeah. So I would like to tell anybody that's watching this, just be your fucking self. And I promise you, the world is yours. I promise you. Never try to duplicate a sound. Create your own lane, and I promise you won't get where you're going. If it takes a year, 10 years, whatever, man. Just as long as you don't waste no time.
Yeah, bro. And it seems like when you do that, when we decide to do that, do our own, people hate, bro. People just, it's just natural. You know what I mean? Like, what the heck, dude? I'm trying to do me, and you're over here like freaking downer, Debbie Downer. You know what I mean? How do you deal with that type of stuff?
Okay, so, you know, everybody knows, you know, Corpus Christi is a crab in a bucket type of environment whenever you're actually doing something positive or something that people just don't understand. But with that same type of concept, you got to understand it like this. Once you get the love and the acceptance here in Corpus Christi, it's forever. Mm. Other cities, they'll love you while you're just hot. Why you think that a lot of artists that lose their momentum come to Corpus and still get paid a big bag? Old washed up rappers that people don't listen to no more. Because once people accept you in Corpus, they will love you forever. You know what I'm saying? You'll be 80 years old and you'll still sell out a show in Corpus. Because that's just how we are here. So I feel like it's not easy to gain that type of, love in Corpus. You got to really earn it out here. You got to really earn that shit. And once you get it, it's yours forever. So I don't look at it like people hating. I look at it like, you know, I ain't doing enough. Mm. You know, I just ain't doing enough. So just my luck. You know, I never had to fit in. So I've always had that genuine love from people because I've always been myself. I never wanted to follow people around or do what they did or just, you know, rap about things I'm not doing. People listen to my music and they're vulnerable to the experience because I'm giving them my pain and turning it to passion. Ooh, I mean, nothing less than that.
Yeah, man. When you put passion into your music, into your words, like people feel it, people know it, and people can relate. Definitely, man. That's art right there, man.
For sure. For sure. So that's definitely, you know, my motivation with how I look at the situation on that question that you asked. I mean, you know, it would be nice to know that all your hard work pays off, but it's just not that easy in Corpus. You know, it's a small city and we all went to school with each other. Our kids go to school with each other. It's kind of hard to accept somebody that you've been knowing your whole life, you know. But once you get there, once it's undeniable, you know, the hate turns to love and it's going to be 10 times more. I promise you, you know, the hate is always going to be there, you know, and really hate is just a virtue of love. People only hate you because they love you. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, they really love you. They just don't know how to express it. So they're like, fuck it, he probably forgot me. He doesn't remember me. Fuck that nigga. You know, I hate him.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. That's a real good way to look at it, man. Yeah, I never thought of it like that, man.
Yeah, you know, that's really what it is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. So have you always been into art or music? Or, I mean, how did this all start for, like, how did it start from you, like, at the very beginning? How'd you get into it?
Okay, like, so basically, I've always been a distinct type of character of being around anybody that was doing music in the city. Ever since I was at a very young age, I've always been the type of person that people love to see in ciphers or, you know, rapping, just that type of person. Like, yo, it's Letty Led, it's Led, you know, I'm known for that. But to tell you the truth, I can't even remember the last time that I wasn't into doing what I'm doing right now. Like, this always been the road that I've walked since I could remember. It's just that now, like, right now I feel like I am reaching my pinnacle of crossing over to the reality of the dream. Like now it's not just on some like I be rapping or people know me, you know. Now I'm not looking for acceptance anymore. I'm just telling y'all that yeah, I'm a fucking rock star. And everybody else believe it. I hope y'all do, because it's gonna really fucking suck whenever reality slaps them in the face. And I don't wanna be that type of artist that be on some I told you so. I just want people to understand that I do it for Corpus Christi any and every day. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be here regardless.
Yeah, for doing sure. Yes, man. It's like you have a purpose. There's a purpose behind what you're doing.
For sure. It's a strong purpose, you know, for all the people that I lost, you know, definitely, you know, a lot of trial and tribulation, traumatic, you know, situations, people that I'll never see again. It really gives me the motivation to not stop and keep this drive of me, you know, giving this passion like I do. So I never want to say I do this myself. Everything is initiated off of what I experience and the love I receive of doing it. So yeah, I owe it all to the people that love me.
Yes sir. Yeah, people in surroundings, man, that's cool. So yeah. So the music make, not so much music, but I'm interested in like people, how people get to rhyming, how they get to writing stuff down, you know what I mean? Like what's your process in doing that? Like how do you get inspiration to find new words? Or I mean, you know what I mean, what do you think about whenever I'm talking about that?
Okay, so that's so crazy how you said that. So with me, well, anybody that really knows me or I brought to the studio, they called me like the Kanye West of Corpus, like the Quincy Jones. Because, you know, I'm the type of artist that I would tell artists that if you're really popping in the city, to come to my studio session, you know, right, and just see me work, or maybe we could create some things. And when they come, they're so flabbergasted about how I'm creating music that it's like their first time experiencing a real artist create something. And instead of me like flexing on them or trying to prove I'm better, I bring them into the creativity, you know? Ooh. So I've always been that type of artist that like feed off of other people's energy. But for the most part, I don't write shit down. I don't write nothing. I used to, whenever I used to want to be the type of rapper that was like, I had the bars, you know, I wanted to make sure I had the immaculate bars. When I spit, I wanted to make sure that it was some shit nobody heard. But now it's like, I'm literally going in the booth, I'm doing a hook, and I'm just riding the whole goddamn song with Eric. You know what I'm saying? And we're just creating a beautiful ass experience. And the reason why I don't write it is because whenever I make the final product, I want to prove to myself that I didn't force it. That it wasn't premeditated. It was all a feeling, meaning that it can't be duplicated. You know, nobody could go in and be like, I'm going to make some shit like that. No, you can't, because I ain't even write this shit down. Like, I don't even know how I make it. You know, that's why I like to do it like that. Definitely. Cool.
Has it always been like that for you? I mean, had you had to overcome some part of yourself to get to that point? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes whenever we get to that point, we feel like this is it, you know what I mean? And then when we try to show people this is it, they don't see the stuff that happened till that point.
Yes. It is a frustrating experience to know that the eyes only want to see the finished product. The beauty is how it was made. So I definitely understand that. But that just kind of comes with the territory of being a creator. They're never going to really, you know, want that side of you until the materialistic things start coming towards you. Now people want to know how you got it. Yeah. Like, how did you know? Now they want to know. Now they want to learn the process of the road you walk. But people are only going to want to know that once they see the finished product. And once that happens, you know, it's going to be fucking almost impossible to have a conversation with somebody like that. You know, they're not going to even want to. You know, that, and people say you're going to be changing up. Oh, he act like he brand new. He not. But it's like when you had a chance, you didn't want to know. But now I'm so fucking busy, I don't even have time to answer my mom's phone call. And, you know, I'm changing on you now. You know, I ain't like that, man. It's just, you know, I know where I'm going. You didn't.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just like different. I can see that, bro. Because for me, like in my life, it's more like financial wise. Like I'm into finances a lot, investing and stuff like that, and then taking care of my money and not owing a lot of debt. You know what I mean? And then I feel like, definitely, you know what I mean? Like for some people, it's like they're down here, but And the level that I'm at is like, dude, well, if you understand this, then you can do this, this, and this. And it's difficult to explain to them because they're still in that where they're at. You know what I mean? Understand that. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure, man.
That's 100% agreed on my end. You know, I definitely feel what you're saying. And like I said, it is a frustrating experience. But I promise you, if you get caught up in the feeling of being accepted, then you'll never reach your pinnacle of who you could be as an artist or a person. You know, just as a person, you know, if you're so worried about like being accepted, me, I've never worried about being accepted from nobody. You know, I just never have. I just always knew that as long as I'm able to show the people that I love my new music and they're able to understand the message that I'm getting, that was enough for me. It's just a blessing that, you know, that everybody else fucking loves it too.
Right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just the humbleness of like, I appreciate it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you know, I made it whenever my mama says she happy. When she say, hey, so I'm proud of you. Hey, I made it in my mind. Money ain't going to define my success or the position that people want me to be in. You know, long as the people that I feel like I owe said that they proud of me, then I fucking made it.
Yo, this week's episode is brought to you by the guys at Susheria. Susheria brings you explosive Mexican cuisine fused with traditional Japanese sushi to bring you a flavor like no other. It's sushi, no fish. From their mango and habanero glazed chicken fajitas to teriyaki carne asada, these guys are bringing a flavor completely new to the Coastal Bend. Open Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7102 Woldridge inside the Old Snappies. DM them to book catering for weddings, birthdays, quinceañeras, or whatever else at Susheria 361. Susheria, sushi para nosotros. Yeah, man. And so do you feel like obviously you put that in your music, and you don't do it intentionally, right? It's like this just part of you. This is how it comes out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, nothing is forced. You know, like I said, I'll never rap about anything that I haven't done or I haven't experienced. So that's why I don't make a lot of irritating ass flat, you know, fabrication stories, you know, about shit that I've never done. That's why all my music is very passionate storytelling. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I feel like I'm like watching a movie, hearing your song. You know, it's like I'm writing a script to a movie. You know, like that's how it always been. So I never really kind of forced it. And the times that I did, people never heard those songs. So, you know, it's like it never happened.
It's like it never happened. Like, and it's sometimes the best stuff is like unseen, man. It's so crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I have a lot of beautiful music that people haven't heard. I just feel like it's just not that time, you know, just not that time for them to feel that feeling. Because with me, it's all about a feeling. You know, once you go really engage with your fans or your listeners about their feelings, then that's whenever you know which time it is to drop. Because some people, they just want to dance, you know, they just want to dance, have fun. They don't want to hear, you know, about your pain and passion, you know. But some days, you know, or sometimes during whatever season of the year it is, people don't want to feel, you know, happy and alive. They want to be able to reflect on themselves. You know, and feel like they have a soundtrack to their pain and passion. So I'm giving them every type of feeling.
Yeah, bro. And it seems like just talking to you, it's not just about making the music, but it seems like you have a plan, bro. It seems see what I'm saying? Like you gotta have a plan. And people don't see the plan. But it seems like you're like, dude, this was gonna happen. We got this next lined up. And this is going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's not just one thing. You got several things going at one time. Is that right?
Well, you got to. You got to. Because, you know, it's not how it is whenever I was young, you know, where you felt like all you had to do was be a good artist. And people were going to just, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I could get you here. You know, you had A&R managers. Now it's like you could do all this shit yourself. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just wake up and apply that pressure. Now, me, I feel like I'm not doing enough. You know, I always feel like that, but I know I'm not because, you know, it's just I haven't really got in tune with the type of social media of the whole type of music scene. Mm-hmm. But once I really start engaging in that, then I start to realize that, wow, like this shit could happen overnight.
Right.
Like this, like I could really sign a $2 million deal overnight if I do this shit right. it's not like a fantasy or, you know, this shit is reality. Because think about all these young artists that that have made it. I mean, 80% of artists that haven't even been making music their whole life get signed.
Crazy.
80% of artists that only been rapping for about 3 to 5 years get signed. It's the rappers that have been rapping their whole life that will never be at the round table. They will
why
never.
Is that, dude? I don't know. That doesn't make no sense to me. That
I don't
why
know.
Is that?
Because it's that, because being a good artist is just 10%. You know, if you have somebody that knows the music business and only the 10% is the talent, they're gonna make it before you.
Ooh.
They're gonna make it before you. And undeniably.
Wow.
They're gonna make it before you. And you could be 100 times better than them.
Right.
It's just that they understand the business of it. They know how to invest. They know how to put their money in the right places. They know whenever to engage with the right people. They're doing meetings. They're doing lunch meetings. They're, you know, you see them taking trips, you know, meeting people, networking. You're just caught up of just making music. You got 100 songs and you're dropping them on SoundCloud.
Wow, bro. Yeah. That's,
you know, type cool. shit.
Dude, it's almost like a skill that we need to have. Yeah. We need business skills, bro. Like in every area, you know, it doesn't have to be just what the area that you're in, but I wish we would have learned this when we were young. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish we would have learned these principles when we were younger. It would just help. For one,
like, I teach all my nephews and all my sons and, you know, anybody that's close to me, my cousin, my nieces, anybody that's around me, I teach them these type of qualities of, you know, of taking pride of learning what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Because if you just depend on what you feel like you deserve out here, because it was like that with me, like for a long time. Like, I just knew that I deserved to be where I wanted, but that wasn't enough. It was like, just because I deserve it don't mean it was mine. I gotta claim that shit.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta work for it.
And yeah, and that's exactly what I've been doing. Like, it's not what I feel like I deserve, it's what I feel like I'm gonna go get.
So, dude, that's awesome, man. That's good. So, yeah. Hey, so what's next? What's happening next for you?
Okay, so next we do have I am dropping a new album. I will be dropping it on the 4th of July. It's called Winter's Coming. It's going to be the sequel of Summer's Ending, of the crossover of the indie rock persona that I'm bringing to stamp in concrete the rock star that I'm becoming.
Nice. Nice. So how do you distribute your or where can people find it?
Oh, it's gonna be on all digital streaming platforms. You could listen to this on anything that you listen to music on. The only thing it won't be available on is hard copies.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like the industry is going exactly. that way.
Yeah, right. Like who buys a CD and puts it in their CD player?
Yeah.
You know, and if you do, you're like fucking 55 and shit.
Yeah, it shows you how old I am. So
I'm not going to waste my money pressing up 500,000 copies and shit or 1,000 copies and selling them for 10 a pop. Like, no, I'm not doing shit like that. I'm going to let these streams run up and I'm going to wait for my check to come in.
Come on, man. So yeah, I was gonna ask you. So how do you get paid through the streams or
how does
the income come in?
So really I want to give a gem to anybody that's listening to this week. So therefore, this is what I learned from the people that surround me. There is many ways that you can get paid for your music, and most of them it's not even gonna be your streams. People don't even know that. You know, well, people that do know it, that's why you see them going crazy on the gram and shit. Man, you can get paid for doing reels. You know that, right? You know that if you drop, you know that Instagram will pay you for doing reels if you reach a certain pinnacle of people that's looking at them. So you could drop a song, do a couple of reels on there, and get paid like your music is streaming just for doing videos for Instagram. That has nothing to do with your music. Then you're on a third party management, meaning United Masters or DistroKid, something like that, right? That's giving you 100% royalties of your music. So therefore, whenever you're dropping it on all these digital sites, Deezer, fucking Apple Music, all that, each one of these are paying you individually for the stream that you got. Now, some people, they only engage of only promoting their music on Spotify or only promoting their music on Apple Music. So they're only getting one algorithm of a payment on whenever it comes to how their music's being streamed. But if they had the creativity, to have the same drive of dropping it on each site and promoting themselves like that, then it'll be like getting paid from 10 different people the same right. check. So say if you only got paid $100 from your streaming, right? Say if you are $200 from your streaming, but if you applied that pressure on each digital platform, then it'll be like 10 or 15 people paying you $200-$300 for streaming. You know what I'm saying? So there's yeah. ways to jump the stream. It's just that you just got to be consistent. Visuals is a very big play of it. I'm not going to lie. Getting right. a cameraman on your team is like having a manager. it's necessary. It's like there's no other way around it.
Crazy. So how do shows come into play with that with the income stream? Or I mean, where do shows come into play? Or how do you, I mean, what do you think?
So when it comes to shows, it gets indecisive about how much are you willing to do when it comes to your opportunity of it. Because a lot of people, they don't want to do anything free. Nobody right. wants to go to a show and give out their beautiful talent for free. Now, you have to understand the meaning of free, though, whenever you're doing something. Does free mean that you only want money, or are you doing something for opportunity? You know, so if you're doing a show for somebody to create an opportunity to expand you to get a show that pay you $5,000 or $10,000, then that wasn't doing a show for free. That was doing a show for opportunity, you know, right. but people don't think like that. They like, nah, I'm not showing up unless you pay me. So therefore, you didn't do that show to get you the opportunity to land you the bag.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's more of like a marketing tactic. Like
you got to be humble. Got to be humble with this shit, you know? If you just thinking about the money, then when it come, then that's all you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And if that's cool, then that's cool. But I ain't doing this shit just for no money. This shit is forever.
Right.
This shit is forever. You know what I'm saying? The money, the everything else that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? But whenever I go, I want to make sure I left something here, a sense of a legacy, something that my kids could come back to and listen to, or people after about 10, 20 years, they could come back and listen to my music. You know, I don't want to be the person that just ran up a bag and just motherfucking, you know, just, nah, man, it's more to life than that, man. I really yeah. feel that I want to embrace the fact of being, you know, a real superstar with this shit, man, a real, like Corpus Christi's own rock star. That's what I'm becoming. We never had our own rock star.
Right.
Maybe a country Tejano, even a rapper, but never a rock star. A black yeah. rock star with dreads from the fucking body. Oh, come on, man. Stop playing with me, man.
Oh, yeah, come bro.
Man. I mean, like, all I need is the yes, and I'm going to give it to y'all. All I need is the thing to be like, yes, Lever's our rock star. Okay, it's up. Book me at the show. I'm giving it all to him. You know, for real, man, I need to be a Concrete Street amphitheater. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. I need 20,000 people. You know, like, come on, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, bro. Damn, that's good. It's good to meet you, man.
You too, man. Likewise, man.
Likewise, man. Yeah, I was trying to research. I was like, man, I don't have enough time. I see. I was just looking at your Instagram and stuff. And you got some Corpus Christi bracket. Are you still doing that?
It was more of like, I didn't really engage in that so much. I'm not really in the competition thing. I'm not one of those type of artists, but I did understand the mission, and I did wanted to show my support with what they were trying to shine the light on the city. So I did, you know, show my love with that. But yeah, I'm not a competition artist. I do my thing. That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share?
Y'all keep streaming. Summer's ending. I appreciate everybody that's been showing love. I appreciate you having me on the podcast for sure. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to the whole Corpus Christi, especially D Green Films, Murph Camp, you know, the whole Lord Gang Camp, you know what I'm saying? 2338, Gems. Everybody, man, it's really just going crazy in the city, man. I see y'all and I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I really just appreciate just being the artist that I could be, man. And I'll never forget it.
Yes, sir, man. Man, that's some good shout out, dude. I appreciate you. And I'll leave links in the description for anything you want to put in there so you guys can find it. So, man, I appreciate you coming on, bro. If anything else, just hit us up, man. Hey, if you know anybody else, and anybody's listening, if you guys are in, you know, in the same industry or whatever, hit me up. You guys can get on the podcast.
Yeah, we need to get D Green Films on here and Murph Cam. They need to be next.
Definitely. Dude, if you guys are listening, you guys need to hit me up so we get you on.
I'm pretty sure they're listening right now. Y'all need to be on the podcast next. So, we can keep it. Definitely. I know they're listening. Yeah,
man. That's awesome.
Hey, that's one thing about Corpus, that everybody looking. You might not have a lot of likes, but they seen it. Trust me. They seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah. So my HEB, I shop over here, Alameda HEB. I'm just putting that.
Oh, you're on the Alameda one. I see. Yeah. You already know, man. When I'm in Corpus, you're going to find me in the hood. I don't like that bougie shit. I like to be where I started off because it creates that type of environment. You know, it really keeps me hungry.
Yeah, dude, for real, man. Yeah,
anywhere without central air and heat is my prime element.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like to feel the passion, you know?
That's good, man, because I want people, different people from different areas of the city to come on, bro, and not just from people. You know what I'm saying? Just so we can have a platform. You know what I'm saying? Like
Definitely.
Like yourself, you know what I mean? I had somebody on that was, you know, different walk of life. You know what I mean? I even want to try to get like a homeless dude on here, like maybe just carry my phone around, have an interview with him, and just put it on the podcast. You know what I mean? Because
definitely, man. You know, everybody deserves a limelight at least for 15 minutes.
Yeah, man, and for people to know, like, hey, this guy lives in our city, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, this guy, he lives in your city. He lives right over there under the bridge. You know what I mean? So,
that's love, man. A lot of people don't think like that.
Nah, they don't. We don't, man.
You keep that momentum, you're going to get to where you're going, man. When things are genuine, that's when genuine success happens.
Yes, sir. And I'm thinking about legacy myself, bro. I got two kids.
Yes.
You know, my wife. Yes. And, you know, I'm definitely thinking about them when I'm gone. So, for
longevity,
sure.
Longevity, man.
Yes, sir. Well, if nothing else, man, Led's Words.
Led's Words, man. Appreciate you having me, man. Corpus Christi, stand up, man. You already know the hottest podcast in the city. Don't play. Y'all better get on it before it's too late. Come on now. Yesterday price ain't today's price. Stop playing, y'all.
Yo, come on.
Stop playing.
All right, man. We'll see you later. All right, man.
Yeah. Good to have me, man. What's up, man?
Okay. Bye. All right, y'all. That was Led's Words. Appreciate y'all listening to this podcast. If you want to find him, check out the links in the description. That's where you can find him. Also, if you want to support this podcast or if you want to represent the city, we have a merch store, CorpusChristiOriginals.com, where you can rep the city with the merch that we got there. And so appreciate y'all listening. Have a good one. Bye.